This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And welcome to Lay Link here with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. We're so happy to be here tonight. We've got a kicking show coming up for you, featuring all the highlights from the Feast Festival and so on and so forth. How are you going, Basha?
I'm good. Very, very good.
Very, very good.
Very, very good.
Oh, very, very good. It must have been the nice Adelaide air for you during the weekend.
Yes, it was. It was very good. It was very relaxing.
Okay.
And, you know, I caught up on all my informative information now thanks to Gay Newsweek. So they had a great show.
They did have a great show, and it's always lovely to see them coming out of the studio.
Yes.
Always make way for us,
yes.
So kindly.
And they got a message that says Conrad appreciated the interview. So there you go. Oh. Well done, guys.
Well done, well done. Look, if you do want to get in on the conversation tonight with us, you can do so by sending us a text on 0427JOY949 or even emailing at onair@joy.org.au.
Yes, and so tonight we're going to be talking all things Adelaide Feast Festival, about what happened. We're going to mention a little bit about Whitney and Sada. They were in town.
Whitney and Sada from the Real L Word.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I presume everyone in the community knows who they are.
Not everyone.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm
I have educated people.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway, we want to know if you saw them, if you went to their talk. Any gossip, let us know. Come on, you know, if you saw anything or witnessed anything, just send us a message.
Give us a hint. I mean, they were here for in Melbourne for two events, and they also had an event in Brisbane and Sydney.
Yes.
The Melbourne event, of course, was Lick on the Friday night,
mm-hmm.
and that went off like a rocket.
Mm.
We were there.
We were.
And on Sunday night, they had an up-close and personal Q&A session. So
yes.
Sunday afternoon, I should say.
Yes.
Which and we were very...
Yeah, good yeah, things about
good things, yeah. Really good things.
And yes, we were at the Feast Festival Picnic in the Park in Adelaide.
We were doing our first outside broadcast, which was daunting.
Yes.
And I was exhausted.
So yes, if anyone was there as well, let us know what you thought of Adelaide and the Feast Festival.
That's all you got?
That's all I've got.
That's all you got? All right. Look, now, I wanted to share something with our lovely listeners that I came across on Facebook today, and I'm going to be doing that shortly. However, you've got a bit of a topic for us here.
Yes. Well, on Saturday, there was the Marriage Equality Rally, and I was quite disappointed on Sunday and Monday to look through the two major newspapers in this city, and not one single mention in either of them. Not even a little paragraph, not a photo, nothing.
And why do you think that is?
Well, then I went and sort of investigated on Facebook and social media and stuff to see why that is, what's going on. And I found an interesting article written by someone from Preston.
Preston.
Preston. And Preston. He was just writing that Melbourne Marriage Equality, what a disappointment.
Hmm.
And was writing about the fact that the speeches seemed to be a little bit off topic. And I'm getting the impression that maybe it's not, people are not interested in marriage equality anymore because the community is not showing its support anymore.
Well, I don't necessarily think that's true. I think the community will always be supportive of marriage equality because it's something that we're striving for as a whole. A lot of people want this. A lot of Australia wants this.
Yes.
But I think maybe where you're coming from is that there is some disorganisation happening, maybe.
Yes, because when we're having things like a marriage equality rally, we should have numbers there. A few weeks ago, on the 14th of November, there was a marriage equality forum with quite interesting speakers who I only found out afterwards. Now, I'm on a lot of these websites, I'm on a lot of their emailing lists, and I didn't find out about this forum until a week later when they wrote an email saying, oh, only 20 people attended the forum. And I was tempted to write them back and say, guys, How did I not know this? I would have happily have gone there and listened because there were politicians and there were important people there, and I think it's important that we're there to show our support. But I'll just read you some 2 points that this person from Preston, who is unnamed, wrote about the rally. Point one, don't give people a microphone unless they agree to stay on topic. So I think that's a pretty valid point.
That is quite valid, yes. Mm.
Number two, remind the political party representatives attending the meeting to circulate amongst the crowds that they're there to support the marriage equality cause, not pester attendees to support their cause. Agree?
Agree.
Yeah. And the third point is basically the 2 points above.
It's good to have a presence when it comes to your different political parties. However, if your presence is there simply to pester, then it's not really warranted.
No, and I think that's where people are sort of getting a bit disheartened because I think they're feeling that there's just too much they're being diverted over too many areas and we're not staying focused. And I think that's what, that's my impression, I think. If I'm wrong, please send us a text on 0427JOY949 and correct me. But or if you feel the same. You know, if you were at the marriage rally, let us know if you were there. If you didn't go, let us know why you didn't go. I just would be interested to know.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. It has been quite a few months since I have attended a marriage rally in Melbourne. And that's not due to the content of the marriage rally or what it stands for. That's just purely laziness on my part and having such a crazy schedule that I can hardly get out of bed most days. I think for me, though, and my impressions when I go to a marriage equality rally is that it's very forceful. It goes back to days when people would stand up and scream and chant and carry on about what they wanted. And I suppose that's the point of it, because it's a rally.
Yes. Well, they're not supposed to be quiet. They're supposed to make a noise
of course,
to let people notice that they're there.
However, I do believe that this isn't a debate that we're going to win in the street by screaming at people.
No, but it reminds politicians. Politicians only see voters, and if they see a big presence of voters that support this, then they will start changing their minds. And I think that's where we have to remind people that that's the key. We have to remind people that we want to change this law, we want our equality, and this is how we do it. And if you have a better idea, go for it, please.
I think it just seems to me that the only times in history when big laws have been changed by people power, there's been a lot more people in attendance, and that's our main issue.
This is what I'm saying. See, we need numbers.
And the problem is that we're not drawing numbers to this argument anymore.
No, and we need support within the straight community who support us in votes, and when people ring them up and ask them, we would like their support there as well. If they're supporting our cause, we would like you to march with us. Why, you know, we're not stopping you. It's not a marriage. It's not a rally just for the gay community. It's for everyone.
I suppose it does kind of seem like that though, doesn't it? It doesn't really seem very inclusive of everybody, these rallies.
No, I think they shy away from it.
Mm.
And, you know, we want to let them know that, no, you're quite welcome to stand with us and show solidarity like those two young French women.
Yes.
Yes, you know.
The ones that made out in front of the crowd over in France.
Exactly, yeah. You know.
Good on them.
Yeah.
That's a great photo. All right, look, if you do want to share your opinion on the marriage equality rallies here in Melbourne or in other states in Australia, please feel free to do so. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at lna@joy.org.au. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. And welcome back to Lay Link with Basha and Tiana, Joy 94.9. You can send me a text on 0427JOY949 or even email at onair@joy.org.au. We love it when people get in on the conversation, don't we?
Yes, and I so knew you were going to play that song.
Yeah, I had it lined up because I was listening to it on the weekend while we were in Adelaide at the Feast Festival.
Actually, you were listening to it at Lick, but anyway.
No, that was the song before that.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah,
that's the bounce song.
Let's Make Nasty Afrojack remix. It's one of my favourite songs.
I just know it as the bounce song.
The bounce song.
The bounce song.
Well, that's very, very, yes.
No wonder I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that's not the song.
All right. Well, look, I came across a lovely clip on Facebook today, and it's a prequel, I guess you could say, to a clip that was recently uploaded called Gay Men Will Marry Your Girlfriends. And it's a pro-marriage equality clip that was created by some American guys and very, very funny. And today there's I've been looking at this one and listening to it a couple of times. It currently has 875,000 views and it's called Gay Women Will Marry Your Boyfriends.
All right.
And it's very funny.
Okay, I'll be listening now.
Okay. You are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. You can get in on the conversation. Tell us what you think of this clip by sending us a text on 0427JOY949.
In the recent election, 3 states legalized gay marriage, bringing the total to 9. That's a great step forward for civil rights. However, that means there are still 41 states that oppose it.
As gay women ourselves, we would just like to say to all those opposed to same-sex marriage,
whatever, keep marriage between a man and a woman.
And as a response, we will marry your boyfriends.
We will marry your boyfriends.
Now I know what you're thinking.
Yeah, right. Like my boyfriend would go for you.
Hello? Are you kidding me? We would be the best wives ever.
Ever.
For starters, we love sports.
Every single sport.
While you're dragging him to the ballet or making him sit through another episode of The Bachelor, we just scored NBA playoff tickets.
Right behind the bench.
Not to mention he'll never have to suffer through a 5-hour trip to the mall again.
While you're deciding between a slutty dress
and another slutty dress. We just bought 3 pairs of the same jeans because they fit well.
And they look great on us.
Go ahead. Get your mani-pedi. We'll be at your boyfriend's playing Call of Duty.
Skyrim.
Halo. We own every video game console to date. And we can play all night long.
And hey, did you know that lesbians know other lesbians?
Lipstick lesbians?
Sometimes we hang out, make out, and take our clothes off.
Do you think your boyfriend will mind?
No, I don't think so.
Is the new James Bond movie sold out? We shook the lesbian phone tree, and look what fell out.
We can just bond over things, and the two of you can't.
Pissed that he bought a new golf club? We work at Golf Town.
What? Did he just stare at the waitress's boobs?
So were we.
Scared of that spider in your bedroom?
Crushed it!
Sex. Now you think you got us beat.
What guy doesn't want to fuck a lesbian?
And sorry to burst your bubble with my dildo, but turn the lights off and we can't tell the difference. We can picture any chick we want.
Rachel Maddow. And we already know that he'll be quicker than any of our exes, so we'll barely have to fake it.
And let's not forget how genuine we'll sound when we tell him he is a big dick. It is literally the biggest dick we've ever seen.
Ladies, no offense, but you just can't make your man as happy as we can. We will take him to the strip club every year on his birthday. And even some of his unbirthdays, because it's a win-win.
We are like your boyfriend's best friend.
With boobs.
So women, please reconsider. We love other women for a reason. So you can hang on to your boyfriends.
I mean, we can never watch a hockey game in a bar without getting hit on. It's just too easy for us.
I mean, look at Kristen Stewart. She already scored Robert Pattinson.
So please, support gay marriage, or we will marry your boyfriends.
Every last one.
There it is. You are with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. We do have to apologize for the swearing in that clip, however. It was very, very funny. Now, if you do want to look up that one, it is Gay Women Will Marry Your Boyfriends as part of a marriage equality
campaign
that they're putting out there. And it's also come on the back of another one, which was Gay Men Will Marry Your Girlfriends, which is equally hilarious, but with less swearing, which we do apologise for. Now, of course, if you do want to get in on the conversation tonight and tell us off, you're more than welcome to on 0427JOY949 or even email at onair@joy.org.au. Now, Basha, we are going to run into our events nice and quick this week.
I thought we were going to discuss the clip.
Well, we can discuss it if you'd like.
I would like to because I thought it was good.
Okay, well, go on.
That's the first time
you've watched it, isn't it?
It is the first time I've watched it. And, yeah, I like the fact that they were talking about all the sporting references that, you know, all these lesbians are there, you know, with good seats. You know, they work at the golf store. They own all the gaming consoles.
They're your boyfriend's best friend but with boobs.
Yeah, they like to go to the strip club. Yeah,
It's good quality.
It's good quality and it's very fun. But yeah, sort of the femmes, I think, are left out of that, but that's okay.
There was one there that was very femmy. The video is worth watching.
It is. It's quite funny.
It is. It doesn't really come across on radio, but it's worth watching.
It is. We'll put a link on later on our website so you can have a look.
Yeah. If you do want to get in touch with us via social media, you're more than welcome to. You can just head over to joy.org.au and find our program page where you can find us on Facebook.
Okay.
Now, what... Are you right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm always right. Even when I'm wrong. No, yes, sorry.
Yes?
I'm never wrong.
All right. Now, we were going to share some footage shortly from our time at the Feast Festival in Adelaide. But for now, you are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. We're so happy to be back.
You're listening to the Sapphic Sisterhood, Basha and Tian. Lay Link on Joy 94.9.
We do have a great lineup today. We've got interviews coming from all of the amazing stall holders that we've got down here in the hub.
Yes.
So it's going to be really cool. We hope everyone can keep with us.
And we will be talking to lovely people here. So if you're standing around here, we may grab you and do an impromptu interview with you. So be aware. Yeah.
Indeed.
Got my eye on some people
over
here.
They're all excited.
Yes, we've got some finger pointing going on.
That means you, ladies.
Yes, indeed.
Tiana Basia, Avi and I will leave you to it for a little while.
Yes.
Okay. Sounds good.
And we've got a bit of a guest here to tell us all about how to stay safe in this heat.
Yes.
We have Kate from First Care Medical.
Come on down.
Okay, it's all good.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
How are you going, Kate?
Yeah, good. Good. A bit hot today, but yeah, going good. Yeah.
Now, you have some tips for us for all these lovely feasters out here to stay nice and cool and safe today.
Yes. Well, first things first, head for shade. Can't miss bypass shade. Fluid, make sure you're drinking lots of water, not just alcohol. And sunscreen, make sure you apply sunscreen throughout the day.
Yes, we're all slip-slop slappers here in Adelaide today. Now, what can you tell us about First Care Medical?
We are a medical support event that goes to events such as feasts. We do music festivals, all different sorts of things, motocross, car racing, like that, and across the state as well. So we've been to Melbourne and Sydney, and it's been really good.
This is your first one here as well,
you were saying. First time being a feast, and it's great. Like, lots of different people, and everyone's getting into it. Yeah, it's excellent.
Are you a little bit warm in your outfit that you're wearing today?
Roasting.
But you're drinking lots of water, keeping your fluids up.
Fantastic. Definitely. Take my own advice.
Yes, that's always good. Yeah. So at least people can go visit you if they're feeling a bit hot.
We're next to the police tent, so come and see us. If you have any problems whatsoever, we're happy to help. Otherwise, we're just sitting there.
Isn't it great to know that all of the feasters are being looked after so well?
Yes, so important.
All right. Well, what else can you tell us about First Care Medical? How long have you been in First Care Medical for?
Well, I've been there for 2 years now, doing various events. But motocross and looking after little kids and, lots of different things.
It's good to have caring people here for us to make sure we're okay, isn't it? All right. Well, let's have a look here.
Yes.
36.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, look, you are joining Tian, Basha, Andrew and Avi in Adelaide. The weather is scorching. So, as Kate says, everyone's make sure you slip, slop, slap and drink lots of water. You are with us all here today live on Joy 94.9. Back, ladies and gentlemen, you're with Basha and Tian up here on the stage in the Hub. We are broadcasting live for Joy 94.9 from sunny and hot Adelaide today. Hi out there, how are you going? We have some great interviews coming up throughout the day and also hopefully some crowd participation if everybody gets a little bit excited.
Yes, and we're joined by Megan and Karen from the cervical screening program. Welcome, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thanks for having us.
So can you tell us a little bit about your organisation? What is it you do?
We certainly can. So as you said, we're from the South Australian Cervix Screening Program, and we're here to essentially remind all women aged 18 to 70 that they need to have their 2-yearly pap smear. And we also provide a reminder service, so when you ladies get your letter in the mail to remind you to have your pap smear, usually 3 months after overdue, because we recommend having them every 2 years, you'll be getting that letter from us. So we're really here to talk about the importance of pap smears, and that regardless of sexuality, it's a very important test to have every 2 years.
Whereabouts are you located in the Hub today?
So we are just on the other side of Curry Street. We've got the one test posters out the front, the pink and purple.
Yep, we saw those earlier.
We're pretty easy to spot, I think. So come hang out with us. We've got a bit of a raffle on today. You can answer some questions to enter. Yeah, we're just looking to hang out and speak to as many ladies as possible.
Now, of course, cervical cancer screening is very important for us here, but everybody in Australia needs to focus on this one, don't they?
They absolutely do. So it's really important to remember that if you are sexually active, the recommendation is 2 years after first becoming sexually active to go and have that pap smear. So it's a very, very important message. And also really important to remember that even if you've had the vaccine, so there was a vaccine that came out, I think, 3 or 4 years ago. It's also part of the school immunisation program, that even if you've had that vaccine, because it only protects you against two of the HPV types, very important HPV types, because they can lead to 70% of cervical cancer. But it's a bit of a misconception out there that if you've had the vaccine, you don't need to have the pap smear, which I can understand, because you think vaccine, I don't need to have pap smears anymore.
Yes, that is very true, and it's really important that we encourage all the women out there to go and get regularly tested. And it's really great to have these letters come in the mail every 2 years. Because you don't remember. Yeah, then the letter comes and you're like, oh yeah, I have to do this.
Yes, you do. It is a fantastic reminder. That program, I think, came out in 1990. So that when I say programming, the reminder service with the letter has been around for about,
12 years?
Yeah,
quite a while now.
And since that started, I think cervical cancer rates have halved. So you can just see how important that reminder service is. absolutely.
It is. And early detection, I'm guessing, is vital in this stage.
It absolutely is. Yeah, so what the Pap smear actually does is it looks for cell changes on the cervix,
okay,
which may lead to cervical cancer. But more often than not, we clear them on our own. But it's always good just to get that test just to make sure those cells are okay. So,
so what do you hope to educate our feasters on today?
Well, there's, I guess, a lot of myths out there. Some people think that, because I've never had sex with a man, I don't really need to worry about having a pap smear. So I guess it's important to remember that the virus that causes cervical cancer, HPV, is caused by genital-to-genital skin contact. And it doesn't discriminate by sex or gender or any of those things. So when you start becoming sexually active, 2 years after that, it's really important to go for your first pap smear.
Okay, where can people find out some more information about this if they want to? If they want to go online or if they can come and visit you, of course?
Yeah, you can come see us today down at the stall and have a chat with us. Or the website is
www.sahealth.sa.gov.au/pap smear, and I can understand if people don't remember that, but they can just go, if you just go into Google and type SA Health, you'll see us there, or you can give us a call, 13 15 56, and we'll be able to tell you when your last pap smear was and give you some more information.
Okay, so that, of course, that number is for our Adelaide listeners.
Yes. Oh, actually, I should say that is a national number. So
fantastic.
Yeah, Australia-wide. So it'll take you to your registry in your state.
Even
at 13.
Better.
That's really good. And it'll tell you actually when your last pap smear was.
It was, yes. Yeah. You can
so
talk
that's handy.
Yeah, very handy. Stay on top of it.
All right, well, you are currently with Basha and Tian and the lovely ladies from the SA Cervical Screening Program down here in Adelaide. We are at the Picnic in the Park and we are very happy to be here today and soaking up this sunshine. We are also, as we should mention, if you haven't seen all these fantastic signs standing up, from Joy 94.9.
You're listening to the Sapphic Sisterhood, Bashir and Tian. Laylink on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're with Basha and Tian up here on the stage in the hub, the big hub. You're with Joy 94.9. Now, of course, we haven't been here all week, but we've heard that there's been some really fantastic things going on in Adelaide, and I'm sure we're going to be writing it down to come down here next year a little bit earlier so we can check out all these fantastic things. But last night
we went and saw a bit of theatre. It was quite interesting.
It was very interesting. These three young women approached us here in the hub.
Looked a bit dressed like, I would say, Katy Perry.
They look like Katy Perry from the last Friday night video clip. Okay, yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
See, nods.
It was a little bit odd because they all looked exactly the same. And they came over and they said, do you want to come to our party? We said, yeah, we want to come to your party. It was apparently a Sweet 16, just like it is here at the feast this year.
Yes.
And they took us into one of these shipping crates that
are
surrounding us.
I know, and I got a bit worried because I thought they were going to, lock us in and, you know, ship us somewhere,
yeah,
you know, like in Madagascar
weird.
Or something.
But
can we wake up, you know, somewhere else? It's like, okay.
They did sweeten the deal. They told us there was free chisels, so that was okay.
And pass the parcel.
And pass the parcel. So we had some pass the parcel too. But what we were treated to was actually a great little theatre production.
Yes, it was sort of reminiscent of the 90s. So it brought a lot of those flashbacks to 90s birthday parties.
And there was a lot of, like, tick, 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 boom happening, if you remember that song. So there was a lot of dancing and we were dancing and they were dancing, and it was absolutely fantastic.
No, it was really entertaining. And yeah, they were just talking about their evenings and what they do. And, you know, being teenagers, the three girls were stuck together all evening. And when one of them saw one of her ex-boyfriends, you know, she freaked out and her friends had to calm her down.
Oh, we don't want to give all the surprises away.
But it was a great little show.
It was
very entertaining.
It was a fantastic show. And it was something, it was just over here, wasn't it?
It was just behind us in one of these containers.
It'd be fantastic to see those ladies again. I don't know if they're swanning around here today in the hub here in Adelaide, the Picnic on the Park. But if they are, we'd love to see them again.
Yes, come and say hello, ladies.
They're happy to, you know, we don't mind if they bring cheesels because that's okay.
Yeah, we like cheesels. You know?
It has been fantastic. Basha and I did go out for a lovely dinner last night in Adelaide's Chinatown.
Yes.
Which was really nice.
Yes, it was.
But I was a bit weirded out because there was an Italian restaurant in the middle of Chinatown. I don't know how that works.
A bit of variety. You can't just have, you know, one thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. It is a bit different here. And we did go past apparently the only gay bar in Adelaide, Mars Bar.
Yeah, and
I was wondering. Is that right? Mars Bar,
yeah.
And I mean, I've heard that it's a pretty rocking place to go.
Yeah, I was just wondering if the men's bar is Snickers. No.
I see what you did there. You're very clever, aren't you?
Well, you know.
Somebody had a rocket this morning.
I could make a reference to the Mars bar, but I won't.
Oh, well.
Yes.
All right. Well, look, we are coming to you live from Adelaide today at the Picnic on the Park. We're very happy to be here, and we're on Joy 94.9.
This is Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, broadcasting live from Adelaide Feast Festival's Picnic in the Park.
Adelaide Feast, music, mayhem, queer culture, theatre, comedy, cabaret, dance, film and so much more.
Tune in wherever you are via the Joy 94.9 smartphone app. Download it now for free at joy.org.au.
Adelaide Feast's Picnic in the Park, live on Joy 94.9.
You are with Joy 94.9. Tian and Basha up here on the stage wearing our lovely Joy singlets. Now, of course, we are coming to you live from the Adelaide Hub at the Feast Festival, and it's the Picnic in the Park today, and everybody is picnicking away. By the looks of it, I can see a lot of people picnicking.
They are, and we're joined here with Serena, the lovely Serena from Liberati.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us what Liberati is, please?
Sure. Liberati is Australia's largest all-gay cruise. It is a cruise. I know it's such a bad word, isn't
cruise.
It? But we're not a traditional cruise. We'd like to think of ourselves more as a festival at sea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that sounds better.
Absolutely, because what we're doing, we're chartering the whole ship. It's a Royal Caribbean ship.
So we're not going to see our grandparents accidentally?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, don't want to see that.
No, definitely not. We're chartering Royal Caribbean's Rhapsody of the Seas.
Ooh.
It has 2,500 guests. So this is going to be 2,500 of Australia's finest gays and lesbians on board.
Oh, that
so
could be nice. Some of the people out here.
Absolutely,
oh,
absolutely.
Okay.
So when I mentioned Festival at Sea, though, we've got some fantastic acts that we're actually curating on board. We have the Top Twins, we've got Bob Down, Trevor Ashley, and we've got the absolutely gorgeous Becky Cole as well.
Oh, lovely.
And as well as that, we've actually partnered with the famous Spiegel Tent to try and recreate the Spiegel Tent experience on board in one of our venues. So as you can see, this isn't just your normal cruise.
Sounds
this
pretty
is.
Good.
Yeah.
So when are these kicking off in Australia?
We depart on the 5th of October from Sydney. It's 7 nights and we go to the South Pacific to New Caledonia, and we have 2 stops over there in the Isle of Pines and in Nemea. So it's not just going to be floating in the harbour. We actually are going to have a holiday and take you away somewhere fabulous.
So that's end of next year?
End of next year. I know it's a long way away. But
you can save your pennies now.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, look, if you do want to get some more information about this and the packages they have available, I'm sure you can head over to the tent here in the hub. Whereabouts is it?
We are right at the end towards the left-hand side.
So just over Curry Street.
Just over, yeah.
Just over Curry Street. Yep. That's where they all are today. It's fantastic, isn't it? All right. Well, if there's anything else you'd like to give us, do you have a website?
Have a website. If you visit theliberati.com, or you can call 1-300-173-273.
Gosh, look at that. You do the numbers really well.
Yeah.
All right.
Look, done this before.
We are coming to you live from Adelaide today on Joy 94.9. Welcome back. You're with Joy 94.9 right here, centre stage in the hub, coming to you live from Adelaide. Now, it's fantastic we are here today for the Picnic in the Park, the Feast Festival, and all these lovely feasters out here. They look like they're having a fantastic time, don't they?
They do, and I'm just loving all the picnic mats, and everyone's getting ready, and they've all got their food and their drinks, and
they're
drinking lots of water.
Relaxing,
yes.
And drinking lots of water. I can see lots and lots of containers of water,
yes.
Which is very good, because it is blooming hot down here.
It's
about
very hot.
35 degrees or something like that.
And it's not just us either.
It's not just us.
Sorry.
We do heat up the stage just a little bit. Okay, just a little. Now, of course, there are lots of fantastic things happening down here today. It's not all just fun and games.
No, there's serious things happening as well.
There's serious things like lots of drinking of water.
Yes.
Now, there's also the dog show is going to be happening.
Oh, got to check that out, because there's some beautiful dogs walking around here.
Yep.
The four-legged variety, I mean.
Basha, that was awful.
I know.
She's
just
so
kidding.
Mean.
I'm sorry.
She didn't mean it.
I didn't mean it.
She didn't mean it.
I wasn't looking at anybody.
Just me.
I know. I didn't want to say that,
thanks
but yes.
For that, darling.
You know,
so sweet.
I love you.
There's also going to be tug of war with the fire brigade. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I have a soft spot for the fireys.
I think we all do.
I think we all do.
Anyone in uniform is pretty damn hot.
I'm seeing a lot of yeses be, around.
Yes,
yeah?
Okay. Yes. I think everyone will be losing because they'll just be staring at them going, hello.
Hi.
Are just we pull me over to your side.
I thought we're supposed to. Never mind. Okay. No, it is. It's going to be interesting to play tug of war. I might be heading down there myself to have a little bit of a tug of the war.
Yes. Sounds pretty good. What else is happening later on?
Well, I've got lots of different things. I mean, we've had Spreading the Love, the pop-up cinema on the beautiful yellow bus, which is happening over here. It's quite fantastic. I like the fact that we can see it from our stage.
Yes, and I like that they give out lollipops.
They do give out lollipops. If you would like a lollipop, head over that way.
It's very, very important.
We've got performances later on, and currently, I believe, Anne Siegman, Coops and the Bird, Rin and the Reckless, Alexis Nicole and the Missing Pieces, and DJ Lush taking us through to around 5 o'clock.
Yes, and we're going to have the big party happening right here.
Right here.
Right here.
It's right
here. Yes, we've got to move because the DJ is going to be kicking off after our broadcast.
All right. Well, look, we are coming to you live in Adelaide today. It's a festival. It's a feast festival. It's brilliant and I'm loving it. Are you loving it?
It is brilliant out here. I've got to come here next year.
We will be coming here next year. All right. Well, you are with Basha and Tian currently. We are signing off for now. We'll be back very shortly. You're on Joy 94.9.
Hey, welcome back. You are with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. That's right. We're not in Adelaide, though. We are here in the lovely Melbourne.
Yeah, we just wanted to play some highlights.
So, highlights of Adelaide. I mean, Adelaide was a fantastic experience to join Joy out there for the Feast Festival, the picnic in the park.
It was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun.
It was very nerve-wracking before.
It was a little nerve-wracking, yeah.
But, you know, once we got started, it was cool.
So, it's definitely one of those once you start, you can't stop scenarios.
Yeah, and at the end of it, because we were sort of broadcasting off the dance floor. There was a lot of people there dancing.
And the dance floor was taken over.
Yeah, and it was like, guys, we're still broadcasting. Yeah. We need some room.
Is that okay with you or should we just go? We'll go? You know. Okay.
So, yes, it was great. It was a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to going next year and actually spending a little bit more time there, I think. Going a little bit earlier so that we can appreciate the whole 2 weeks of the festival and just get a better feel for Adelaide. Because I don't think we really got to see much of Adelaide. Do you think, Tian?
I would have to agree. Yes, definitely. I mean, we did do a fly-in, fly-out kind of scenario, didn't we?
Yes.
Now, you wanted to have a little bit of a word about Whitney Mixter and Sada Betancourt.
Yes, because they did a... session on Sunday.
Well, they did a bit of an Aussie tour recently, and this past Sunday they did come to Melbourne and they had a lick the event on Friday night, and they also had an up close and personal Q&A on Sunday afternoon. And we do have a little bit of information about some of the things that they threw out to the audience when asked certain questions.
Yes, because one of our listeners, alert listeners, sent us this in. So thank you, Nat. She was saying that when they're wanting to have kids. And that Whitney will be carrying the kid first.
Which is kind of surprising.
Yeah, I thought that was surprising. I didn't see Whitney as a... You know, I can see her as being a mum, but I didn't see her as the
childbearing type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't see that
didn't
one
see
coming.
Didn't see that one coming, no. I wouldn't have seen that one coming either, but I think that that's beautiful.
You know, and it's when I look at those two, because those two women are tiny.
They are very small.
Because when you were standing next to them, they were pretty much your height.
Yeah, I know.
And I thought, God, thank God I'm not standing next to them, because I'd be like, where are they?
What else did you find out?
Now, she's written here, Sara picked up a kangaroo. Now, I'm not sure if she literally picked up a kangaroo.
Sara.
Yeah, Sara.
Anyway.
Tried to pick up a kangaroo. Now, I'm not sure if she literally picked up a kangaroo or she just went, hey, Mr. Kangaroo,
how you doing? They went to an animal park as part of their travels while they were here. And she picked up a kangaroo. She thought it was so cute that she just picked it up.
Okay, because I wasn't sure if she was actually like picking it up, you know, like hitting on it.
No.
Okay.
I don't think that, no.
No? Okay. No. Because I wasn't sure.
No.
And that Whitney was running away from the cameras.
Yeah, apparently during the filming of The Real L Word, Whitney didn't like being followed by the cameras very much and she was away from them at times, but then she realised that she still had her microphone on, so they would just find her eventually.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Yeah.
You just hear her. She's in the coffee shop. Huh, we know where she is.
Yeah. Look, if you did go to any of the lick events featuring the Juicy Club LA crew, then we'd love to hear about it. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. Now, you can link up with us on social media via Facebook by going to joy.org.au and finding our program page, which will probably right now and for the next 4 minutes, 5 minutes, be on the top of the page. So you should look out for that one.
And that's pretty much our show. That was a very quick hour.
That was a very quick hour.
I can't believe it.
I don't quite know how that happened, but it did.
Well, we went to Adelaide and back, you know. That's a lot of travelling.
In just 1 hour, we went to Adelaide and back.
Very exhausted now.
Me too. I'm quite tired. Now, look, we will be here, of course, next week, same time, Wednesday, 8 p.m. till 9 p.m. And we hope that you can join us. You have been listening to Basha and Tian. This is our show, Leylink on Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.